Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I love Penn State. I was born with a Penn State shirt on. I love the man who's overseeing the coaching search, the AD. We go to the Outer Banks together or whatever they do. We go to Myrtle Beach together.
We play golf together.
We have family t-shirts that say Kraft Rules on it, and it's... We have them made
Would
every
they be
year.
We Doyles take from I Billy Madison. We, just take we ride a wood paneled station wagon.
Wives
sometimes
and kids.
It goes near a cliff.
Yeah. Your reaction to him being the odds on favorite. You're not a Penn you are a Penn State alum, so I will give you the first crack at this.
I mean, I do think it would be pretty underwhelming. He's got a good thing going right now at Nebraska, where they have been trying to turn that program around pretty much since what Frank Solich left.
Lateral move.
In terms of program prestige.
In terms of how Chris Mueller looks at the situation.
I think Penn State's a better job, pretty inarguably, than current-day Nebraska. Yep. I don't really know how that's arguable at all. Penn State's, to me, like a top 10 job, probably top 12 job.
Nebraska's won the national championship more recently than Penn State.
Much to the dismay of Penn Staters that particular year.
They played in the national championship game more recently
than Penn
State.
They have, but I think you would not find much cause to argue with me saying that over the last decade, certainly since Franklin took over Penn State, much better program.
Yes.
Nebraska's been largely in the wilderness and Rule's trying to drag them out. It would be a step up for him, but for Penn State, I think you'd be getting a guy whose career record and resume shows that he has the same problem James Franklin has, beating really good teams with any regularity. Matt Rule in Temple, I think Matt Rule, is a really good job because that's a bad place to try to win college football games. And to Matt Rule's credit, he got them going.
They were relevant.
He dragged
for that
them,
level of college football.
He dragged them to relevance. They went 2-10 his first year, 6-6, 10-4, 10-3. Winning 20 games in two seasons at Temple is like borderline unfathomable. Baylor, much bigger job, much more pressure. 1-11, 7-6, 11-3. Nebraska, 5 wins, 7 wins. He's already got 5. He's almost certainly going to have the best season he's ever had at Nebraska in his third year there. But I look at Matt Rule and I can't like off the top of my head tell you, oh yeah, I remember that huge game against a big time opponent where Matt Rule surprised everybody and pulled off the win. That's like the very first thing. He has built up 2 programs, but I would not say he has taken, I know that they played in the Sugar Bowl his final year at Baylor and then he went to the NFL and that did not work. But I can't sit here and tell you, oh, yeah, I remember this litany of games where Matt Rule was kicking ass against teams no one thought he could beat.
Well, because he hasn't. He's 2-23 all time against the top 25.
I mean, that's worse than Franklin.
He is 2-23 all time against top 25 teams.
But he's a Penn State guy, and I think that's going to matter here.
And a lot of those games, I will give him this, though, he had to punch up. Because he was at the non-traditional college football program, and he had to play, presumably, teams that had more resources and higher star recruits and a bigger commitment to college football. So he was playing with fewer cards in the deck. I think that that's true. So he should have probably a not-so-great record against top 25 teams, but 2-23 is really, really bad. And I think all he has proven so far as a college football coach, and this is saying something, this is this is a huge compliment to him. He has proven that he can take the dregs of college football and make them good. But this is not the situation at Penn State.
Can he's you trying name the to, two ranked teams he's beaten, by the way? Because I just looked them up and found them. They both happened at Temple, as far as I can tell.
Were they American Conference teams? Memphis?
East Carolina and Navy.
Yeah.
If I'm looking at this correctly.
You probably are.
I mean, that's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
He almost beat Penn State when he was at Temple.
I remember that
Played
game.
A pretty tough game against them in 2016.
So, I would not be ecstatic about it. I'm also... But
you're not a Penn State fan.
I'm not a Penn State fan, so that's exactly right.
They're getting talked about as looking at Fran Brown as another one of the non-major candidates.
Yeah, and let me say this about him as a guy that does have an opinion on the person because he coaches my alma mater.
They poached Fran Brown. How would you feel?
I wouldn't feel great because my team would lose a good coach, but he's not going to get the Penn State job.
No, I know.
He can't get the Penn State job because the optics of hiring a man who most recently went like 4-8 to be your head coach is not going to fly. And that's what Syracuse is going to end up this year because their starting quarterback got hurt. And no one's going to want to hear that excuse at an introductory press conference. So he's out. Like, tons of people would have to say no for him to get the job.
It would be a hire that lands with a huge thud.
It's apparently Matt Rule's job to lose, basically.
Matt Rule at Baylor, 0-11 against ranked teams. Even his 11-3 team.
Yep.
No wins against ranked teams that year.
Because of his background and love affair with the university and who the AD is there. He is the odds-on favorite, and I want to hear from Penn State fans on how they truly feel about that at 412-928-9370. I will guess if we get no calls or few calls on this, I will take that to mean Penn State fans don't care about Matt Rule, don't have an opinion on Matt Rule, and are hoping he doesn't get hired. But if we hear from people on this, maybe they'll either persuade me that this is a good idea. Not that I need persuading, because it's not my school hiring a coach. But I would say, as somebody with no skin in the game, I'm looking at where Penn State is at. I'm looking at what Matt Rule's resume is. And I would say, if the goal here is to get over the hump, here's a man that loses to the hump every time he plays.
The hump is undefeated against him.
Right.
I thought I had
he
to have
He gets
been,
to the hump and can't get over it, a la the guy that is now out of work. Here is the breaking news on James Franklin that I teased and I just want to get to here before we get to calls. Mm-hmm. Here is the stipulation in his contract. He has to, by rule in the contract,
look for
another job in either coaching or broadcasting. He can't just sit around and collect a check. He needs to show that he's doing that. Now, maybe he could get around it and ESPN hires him for $50,000 and, you know, Penn State is on the hook for the rest of it, which might happen. Who knows? I don't know if there's anything in any clause
Pittman,
in there.
Well, Sam Pittman, who just left Arkansas, paid a little bit of money back to Arkansas. I forget what the verbiage is, what they call that clause, but it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Instead of take the full buyout, he said, here's $1.2 million. I want to go fish, basically. Like, that's the real thing that just happened there, and he did them a solid. So.
So the bottom line here is that a lot of this buyout probably will get paid by the school that hires James Franklin either next year or 2 years from now, in case Penn State fans and other people were wondering about all that money that they're, you know, right now responsible for.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.